From the NCHC.TV studios, this is College Hockey West Live. College Hockey West Live is brought to you by Jesse Ray's Barbecue. For lunch or before the game, the best in barbecue, Las Vegas style, at 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. By the NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV to watch the best in college hockey since 2013. Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos, whether it's Las Vegas or any of our other worldwide properties, an iconic vacation awaits you at any of our destinations. The Spaghetti Shack, classic Italian comfort food quickly, with two locations in Tempe and one in Pine Top. Order online at thespaghettishack.com. Liberty University, play for something more. Faith, education, and hockey at liberty.edu. By FedEx, the official delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West. And by the Caesars Sportsbook app, a proud partner of the NHL. College Hockey West Live from the NCHC.TV studios is a part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network. Here are your hosts, Scott Strandy and Paul Hornstein.
Well, welcome in to Podcasting After Dark. If you're listening to us live on the Podbean app, you will find that it is very late. As Scott Strandy joins you live tonight back in beautiful California, in Temecula, California. My co-host, as always, Paul Hornstein, snoring away as we're trying to get this done, at least started before midnight on the East Coast. What a day, what a week, what a month, what a 65 days. Paul, 10,422 miles logged on the 2014 Nissan Altima.
That's it.
How are you?
That's it?
That's it.
Seriously. Because it seemed like a lot more. And if it seemed like a lot more to me.
And how are things at the big, beautiful palatial estate / command center on Long Island, New York?
You tell me, you're the one with the command center. I've seen the pictures.
That was two nights, my friend. That was two nights.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Anyway, back in Temecula, California. Just slid in under the wire to get things rocking and rolling here before the turn of the day in Long Island, New York. And Paul Hornstein with a day off tomorrow, so he doesn't mind staying up late. He's got nothing else to do.
Well, honestly, it's just been wall-to-wall pucks.
The NHL playoffs started tonight.
Oh, yeah.
And speaking of professional hockey, I thought tonight would be a really good night to talk about the AHL playoffs and the NHL. I mean, there's guys playing for here and there, but so many guys in our coverage area, our 10 teams, soon to be 13 teams, that are playing professional hockey right now. And that's what I thought we'd dig in with. What are your thoughts?
Well, I just want to say that I wish they would let me make the school schedule every year, because the Mets are on the West Coast. We've got all this playoff hockey, the first round of playoffs this week. I don't have to worry about going to bed. I can stay up late and watch stuff.
Passover, so, is that the holiday that you're celebrating now in the New York City
school district? I guess it's, we've got the next week plus. I don't know.
Well, hold on a minute. You have a week off.
Care.
You have a week
you
off.
You have the week off. You have the week off.
I didn't know that. I thought you were talking about one night. You have a whole week.
No, I have the whole week.
Good Lord, let's just do podcasts at midnight Eastern all week long.
Well, I don't know if I want to go this late all week long, but you know, if we have to push it back a little bit because you have something to do, I don't mind. Now, like I said, I don't have to get up in the morning, except for Tuesday, except for tomorrow, Tuesday morning. I have a doctor's appointment.
Okay. Well,
but that's
I may
not
have
until
one as well.
But that's not until 9 o'clock. So
I'm supposed to have all kinds of doctor's appointments right now.
Oh, like, dude, you're a worse wreck than I am.
Oh man, so supposed to have a cataract consultation tomorrow. That isn't happening, by the way.
To get it eventually, but yeah.
Yeah, so I just got to get things rocking and rolling, but nice to be back here. You can feel the breeze, the air. When you walk from the car to the building in Temecula. It's just this moist ocean air. Well, you feel it all the time. You're, what, a mile from the ocean?
Yeah, that's a long way, believe it or not.
Well, I'm about 26 miles from the ocean right now, and it feels great. Anyway.
When I was many, many moons ago in a different life, and I lived across the street from the ocean, it was great.
Yeah, I bet it did. Yeah.
You know, I was up there on the 10th floor, and I'd hang out on the balcony. And it was weird. I could do that. Actually, you could do it in the winter too, because the it was a little bit warmer by the ocean during the winter than it was in the rest of Queens. And everybody else in the building had the heat cranked up so high that
you had the air conditioner on.
I would think about it. I was sweating. So I'd sit out on the balcony in shorts and a t-shirt like I do now, but. Yeah, it was great. So, yeah.
But, all right. Well, anyway, so many things happening. The AHL finally was able to put their schedule together tonight for who will be tonight. You get that?
Tonight. Tonight.
For who will be the, how do I say this, the combatants. And the Pacific Division is unbelievable. You've heard me talk about a guy named Riley Tufte before, a former Bulldog. Two-goal night tonight, capped off his team-leading career-high 23 goals for the Colorado Eagles as they won, secured home ice for the first round at least. Pretty crazy. I was attempting to get to the final game at the Acrisure Arena for the regular season since the Coachella Valley Firebirds, but it seems they don't have much interest right now in playing this game. They just want to get on to the playoffs, and they are advancing all the way to the second round. But I thought, as I said earlier, that the thing to do tonight might be to discuss some of the players that are making the moves and making them to the professional ranks. We've talked about a lot of guys already, but the national champion Denver Pioneers have been sending guys one after another.
Yeah, they
Paul,
took a beating.
Break
this
that down for us a little bit.
They took a beating this week. You know,
a beating, but in a good way. When you're sending guys to the pros like you are, most of these guys, if not all, signed NHL entry level contracts, and if they're playing now, they're playing on an ATO, an amateur tryout, with the minor league affiliate, just to kind of get their feet wet.
Well, it's sorry, I took a sip of water and went down the wrong pipe. Well, you had Sean Behrens sign with the Avalanche. Now, obviously, he's not playing in the playoffs unless something crazy happens, but, you know, he's there. Tristan Bros signing with the Penguins organization in the last few days. And then, you know, pretty quickly after it really hasn't been that long since the Frozen Four, has it? It just kind of feels that way.
No, it's only been about a week.
It feels like a lot longer than that.
A week and a day, Paul. That's all
it's
been.
A lot longer.
A week and a day.
But, Massimo Rizzo signs with that, that team down the turnpike.
The Philadelphia Flyers. Nobody knows your hatred with teams, so you gotta say who it is.
Yeah, well, that's what you're there for.
Okay, the Philadelphia Flyers. Shai Buoyem
signs with Detroit.
You're not too upset about that if he's in Detroit, right?
No, my friend Lee is in Michigan now, so we're not too upset. And I'm just gonna assume that considering he's more than likely to be, well, definitely going to be a top 10 pick, could be a top 5 pick in Zeev Buoyem, that he might go too.
Yeah, it would be,
and
highly,
be a lot
highly
of,
surprised if he didn't leave, to tell you the truth.
Well, you know, that's kind of, he's kind of like the poster child for what Denver tries to do with their system. And I know we have a lot of David Carl things that we could talk about, but I don't know if anybody anticipated him shooting up the scouting charts like he did this year. Now, maybe they did. I don't know. I haven't asked. Okay. But going into this season, Zeeve Bullion was projected to be probably a late first round pick. Somewhere in the mid-20s?
I would say mid to late was fair. That would be a fair assessment.
Okay. And that's not really a scenario where a lot of guys leave. Where a lot of the first-round picks leave. But now he's projected to be a top 10 or even as much as a top 5 pick. That's a horse of another color. Because now you're talking about an entirely different kind of team that's drafting him. A team where he's more likely to play in the NHL right away.
Not Connor Bedard-ish, right?
Well, not quite like that, but that's enough. Why I not? Mean,
what, you're not saying Zeeve is Connor Bedard?
No, he's not going to be the number one overall pick.
How about your guy, Macklin Celebrini? He might be.
Well, he probably will be. It's just a matter of where the commissioner wants him to go. I mean, where the lottery ends up having him go. You know.
Well, that was a slip of the tongue.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but I didn't mean that. No, you know.
Where do you think he should end up? Where will he end up?
Let's just say I'm guessing that the team that had the number one pick last year will probably end up with it again.
What? Would that happen twice in a row?
No.
No, it wouldn't.
No.
Okay. Well, anyway.
You know. the league has no interest in making sure Chicago or the team that had the number one pick last year, quickly shoots back up there. That would be way too conspiratorial.
Yeah. Well, okay. Let's go with that.
Yeah. I mean,
let me tell you that I started a hashtag when Denver got into the national tournament. Time for 10. You know right. What it is now? Tenver. You like it? Tenver. Hashtag Tenver. God. That wasn't me. That wasn't me. This was all them, everybody in Pioneer Country, Tenver. I like it.
I'll bet you, of course you would like it, because you probably came up with it and they stole it.
I love Tenver. Anyway, let me say congratulations, first of all, to all the guys that are getting professional opportunities right now. That's pretty cool. Let me also say, though, there's a couple of guys that people are trying to move on. And I'm talking about fans and people on Twitter that are trying to move on to the professional ranks, but haven't succeeded. That be the MOP, the most outstanding player in Mr. Davis, Matt Davis. And one really important player that is drafted by the Florida Panthers in the 7th round.
Right.
You know who I'm talking about, Paul?
Jack Devine?
Yeah. Doesn't sound like Jack's going anywhere, or at least not right now. And there's really not much they can do to sweeten the pot. It is what it is in the NHL, right? The entry-level contract is set.
Yeah, it is.
Maybe the NIL money is better places.
Well, that's another discussion, right? Because you had the Nebraska football coach complaining that his boosters aren't ponying up like the Ohio State and Michigan boosters.
Ooh, them's fighting words, Paul.
Well,
I just went through Nebraska.
Did you?
Yeah. Spent a little time there. Parts of Nebraska.
I can't even keep track of where you go, so. I don't know how you keep track, but. I'm just. Just sitting here and doing my thing and looking at, you know, trying to keep up with everything. I can't keep up with you, so I got to keep up with other things. But, you know, I mean, that's a coach basically flat out saying, hey, you know, again, we know it's kind of around college hockey, but we're not quite to that extent. I'm sure there's some of it, but, you know.
Okay, so I want to get to the rest of the players, but I think this is a great time to bring up the professional slash college atmosphere that surrounds the Mullet Arena and the Arizona State Sun Devils. So,
right.
I don't want to get too deep into it because it's really not for this show, but I think it is important to tell people that Arizona State is getting their building back, kind of.
Well,
thoughts on that, Paul, with the Coyotes moving to Salt Lake City?
Salt Lake City, yeah. Listen.
And let me clarify this right away. I said the Coyotes are moving to Salt Lake City. Correct. No, they're not. The Coyotes are becoming inactive for 6 years. where the name, the logo, well, all the records,
the team formerly known as the Coyotes?
Yeah.
The team formerly known as the Coyotes? We could do it. We could say it that way.
Okay, or we could say the players that played for the Coyotes are now property of Ryan and Ashley Smith, part of the Smith Entertainment Group, and the Utah Somethings. They're going to be the Fury, the Hockey Club.
Yeah, we're going to leave it at that for right now, Utah HC.
Okay.
Which is fine. I don't care. That's better than some of the boring nicknames I've seen, but
Golden Eagles, one Kerry Eid said.
Golden Eagles, yeah. They used to be an Islander.
Oh, of course.
Allow me, get it in there. Get it in there.
Of course. The Islanders playing the playoffs yet, by the way?
Yeah, they got screwed by another bounce, as they always do against Carolina. It is
today?
Unbelievable. No, it was yesterday.
Oh,
it's
yesterday.
Unbelievable. Every bounce, every...
Did our man Jackson Blake, did he suit up?
He did not. I was looking. He did not play. He did not.
Okay.
No, he did not play. I was looking for him, but he did not play.
Okay. So anyway, the Mullet Arena situation, it's finally come to a head, and the NHL finally had to move on and say, you know what? We just can't.
We can't have professional hockey
played in this building.
No.
I think the PA, if you've been listening to me for a long time, I think the PA has pushed it, the NHL PA, and they've said, you know what, we dodged a bullet, so to speak, this year that the Coyotes didn't make the playoffs. Because there was a time, Paul, December, that they looked like they might sneak in. And we all know what would have happened if they did sneak in. They would have had playoff games starting right now in Mullet Arena, and not that there's anything wrong with Mullet Arena. It's a college facility.
It's a great college facility.
Right, but they are not ready to have playoff hockey.
It wasn't supposed to be good for the PA.
Just not good.
They should have put in some ice. Well, see, if they were going to make the playoffs, they could have put some ice back in the old Coliseum and played there.
Okay, it's way too late past your bedtime. That's craziness. That is crazy talk.
Well, listen, there's
no way that they could put it. They don't even have chillers, I don't think, for that building anymore. And
they've played games outdoors in LA. They've played games outdoors in Seattle. This is not like it was 30 years ago. They can figure it out.
Okay, well, this owner wouldn't build a practice facility for his players.
Oh, wow.
You think he's going to put money in to an old building that he's not going to own? Well, let me even go a step further.
I'm just saying if they made the playoffs this year, they could have
done
it.
Not a chance. Not a chance. Because the that building, the Matt House on McDowell, is owned by the county, I believe, now. Or the state, one of the two. And they have the state, that's called the state fairgrounds now. And
right.
The only thing it's been used for years has been concerts.
Right.
So there's no way that that was even an option.
I'm just,
there's
I'm
no
just,
way that there was an option to play downtown. There's no way there was an option to play in Glendale. That's why this move had to be made now.
They could have played it at Sun Devil Stadium.
As the Paul, we're talking playoff games here. Let's go. These are not just one game fun and duns. These are serious dollars for a lot of people.
Well, you just look at all the people you could have fit in there.
No, not going to happen. You are not going to have a playoff team come in and play outdoors in Arizona in April. By the way, did we top 100 mark today as I was coming through Palm Springs?
Well, didn't you play outdoors?
100 degrees. You can't play hockey outside. Do it.
Didn't you play outdoors?
It won't work. Anyway, so that's the reason why they went on. And our thoughts have always been, it's not about not wanting professional hockey in Arizona. It's been about keeping them away from a college atmosphere. It's just not good. It's not good for the college team. It's not good for the professional players. It's not good for anybody except maybe a fan that wants to get up close and personal.
Well,
and there are about 4,000 of those in Arizona. Right. Not 24,000, not 20,000, about 4,000. Most people are the disgruntled ones that you see going like, oh, I lost my team. No, you didn't lose your team. What you lost was your opportunity to stand on the glass and watch a game from 15 rows up because that's where the seats ended. That's what you're missing. And you never should have been in that environment, ever. But it was. And now, thankfully, the PA and Commissioner Bettman and Alex Murillo came to an agreement that it's time to walk away from this.
And well, listen.
If there's going to be hockey again in Arizona, it's going to have to be in a professional building.
Well, period. I mean, we knew that.
We knew it, but apparently a lot of people, apparently all 4,000 fans did not know it.
Well, I don't want to go there. I don't want to. But I'm just glad they're out of that building. I wish they could have figured out a way a year ago to make it work somewhere else in town. But it is what it is.
You don't want to go there, but I opened the can of worms. So let me just state this. If you were serious, Arizona, about having a hockey team, a professional one,
whoever would own it.
Go out and find 15,000 to 20,000 people like everybody else has done. Vegas, Seattle, now Salt Lake City. They've all gone out and secured deposits for season tickets. As Paul Hornstein likes to tell me, put your money where your mouth is, right?
Yeah. No, there's no doubt.
Okay, so if you're serious, Arizona, and you want a team back, ask the Minnesota Wild. Ask the Winnipeg Jets. How did they get their team back? They put their money where their mouth is. I have not once seen a ticket drive for Arizona that's put out 10,000 to 15,000 people that said, hey, we are bought in. We're so bought in that here's $100 as a deposit on my season ticket. What's Seattle or Salt Lake City at right now? Over 20,000 on the seat ticket
list? Yeah, I think that
was
the last number I heard.
Okay, they don't have 20,000 seats. They'll never have 20,000 seats. But they got 20,000 interested people that would like to be a part of it.
Right. And apparently,
how many people
do
they have in Arizona, Paul?
I don't know.
They were dwindling. They were dwindling at the end of the year with a team in your building. You couldn't even fill it up.
Well, again, first of all, We know the pitfalls. Okay. Do I think it would be different the next time they're there? And they're going back. There's nobody that doesn't think they're not going back. It's just a matter of when and for who.
Well, and right now, it's a 6-year window. You know, so it's a quick time frame and as far as that goes from start to finish on a building. Whether that's Alex Murillo or whoever, they are going back. You are correct. It's a matter of when. And they're going to have to get moving quickly to get it up and running by 6 years. So
yeah, because the NHL is expanding. Everybody knows it. And it's going to be by 4 teams.
And one of them already happened. Salt Lake City was one that happened.
Well, they just substituted one for the other. There's still going to be four more teams by the end of the 2020s.
Okay, I'll buy that.
Up to 36.
So anyway, I just wanted to get that out there because people are asking, and we've always touted the fact that we want to see Arizona State be the crowning jewel of hockey in the West. We want that to be a situation where other programs...
Yeah, I
want to
see another logo at Center Ice.
No, there should not be. And the other thing should be said is that if other teams are going to come in to college hockey, and we talked about this the last couple of weeks, what they need to do is have a blueprint. And Arizona State is a perfect blueprint. This is the kind of building you build. This is the kind of fan support you get. This is the way you do it.
Yeah.
And that includes finding a conference. So if there's teams
and
we hope there are, but that's what you have to do. Arizona State didn't have a conference when they built the building, but guess what? They were accepted after they had the building, weren't they?
Yeah, here's how that works, though. And David Carl, as we bring it back to Denver as well, you know, he knows. He's flat out said it. I'm sure it's not making the old guard in college hockey too happy. But he's like, we've got to make some changes if we're going to grow this game. And the people that run college hockey seem to forget that one of the biggest charms of college hockey is, on any given weekend, a small school can compete with a big school because of the number of players there are, which are far exceeding the lockers. What other sport could you sit there and have, I don't know, we'll pick a school, any school. We'll pick our buddies from St. Cloud. How big is that school?
Not very big. And that's a poor example. Let me tell you why.
Because it's in Minnesota?
Right now, That rumblings right now that St. Cloud State may have a whole herd of problems of their own.
Well, I wasn't looking at it that way. I was looking more at just
teams we know. But still, you don't want to say that right now. Yeah, leave St. Cloud State out of the discussion.
Right, pick
a little
another.
While.
How about Minnesota State?
Okay, I can live with that.
Okay, they had a very long stretch. Now, maybe they'll get back to it. I don't know. Very long stretch where they could compete on an even level with the big giant schools like the ones in the Big Ten. Okay, but that's always been the charm of college hockey. At the big schools, that are Division I in the other sports, and in the smaller schools that are Division I hockey and Division III and Division II, like Colorado College, can compete with the big schools. And we're sitting here and we know of schools that would love, that want to get into college hockey. But forgetting about things like the moratorium on single sport conferences, when you have the old guard, and I will sit there and say that most of the people up on that dais a few weeks ago saying, if you want to come into college hockey, you better come in with Terry Pegula money. That's not helping anything. You're not helping grow your game because you're obviously not interested. But yet the coach of your national champions is saying, hey, people, snap out of it, wake the F up, and let's do something about this.
Okay.
So
I like that. Can we go with that thought? I like that.
That's fine. I mean, he's not using those exact words. No. I'm kind of improvising a little.
Just a little. Just but a anyway, little.
But I mean, but that's the difference, right? I mean, we know Utica and Binghamton. They've come out and said it that they want to make the jump. But they've also seen basically how you get treated by the current guard. If you don't basically come in with a ready-made conference and a ready-made, you know, Penn State type deal.
Yep, well said. Okay, let's do this. We're about the halfway point, so let's take a quick break. Let's come back and let's roll through some of these teams in our coverage area that have added players from the portal. And we're going to let you start first, Paul, because there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 from your Arizona State Sun Devils. We'll start right there when we come back.
Okay.
It's time to drop the puck on the nation's best college hockey conference. We bring you closer to the action all season long with access to exclusive on-demand content and more than 140 live games. Catch every big goal and clutch save. When you can't be there, we have you covered here. Stream on your phone, computer, or straight to your TV, and don't miss a moment from your favorite team. Subscribe now to watch the best in college hockey at NCHC.TV. If it's NCHC hockey, it's on NCHC.TV.
After a hard day at work or a long week, what's better than good comfort food to put you at ease? At the Spaghetti Shack, we say the answer is comfort food that's made by somebody else. The Spaghetti Shack has taken spaghetti and meatballs, the classic Italian comfort food, to a portable level. ASU alumni owned and operated, the Spaghetti Shack has three locations. At 6340 South Rural Road in Tempe, the ASU location at 922 East Apache Road, and 952 West White Mountain Road in Pine Top. For lunch, dinner, or catering as well, call us at 480-687-2485 or order online at thespaghettishack.com.
Passion, talent, development. NCAA hockey offers all that, and its players graduate at a 93% rate. Trevor Zegras.
And they score on the lacrosse move!
Jake Gensel.
Banks it towards the goalie, score!
Kale McCarr,
he scores!
Stars on campus before the NHL stage. Whether you're a fan or a player, nothing compares to college hockey.
Oh, boy! Congratulations!
CollegeHockeyInc.com and follow at College Hockey.
From the NCHC.TV studios, you're listening to ITHSW Podcasts, College Hockey West Live.
Indeed it is, College Hockey West Live. Scott Sperandi with you tonight from beautiful Temecula, California. Back on the West Coast. What do they say, Paul? West Coast, Best Coast, something like that. Anyway, Paul Hornstein joining me from Long Island, New York, from the Command Center. And Paul, I said we're going to go through our teams, our 10 teams right now, soon to be 13 in the coverage area. And there's two
screens.
Ways to look at, huh?
You're going to have to get me more screens.
Okay. Anyway, keep in mind our three new teams also play some of the teams that are in, so yeah, whatever. Anyway, there are two ways to look at the portal. One way is who left your team, and the other way is who's coming to your team. And we don't have time to go through everything, so tonight's going to be the night where we talk about who's joining their team. So we'll start with Arizona State. I'll let you do that. Then we'll come back and do Colorado College in Denver. It's easy for me to do that because,
of course,
I weigh pom-poms. And second of all, there's only four players.
You sure you don't want to do those guys first?
No.
Because I'm trying to.
No, we'll do your team first.
Okay. Just by the way, only because I'm trying to look up, and I don't know what USA Hockey's doing. They're the under U18 World Championships this week, and they still don't have the roster up.
Anyway.
Well, just trying to, like, I know an ASU recruit. Yeah, there's an ASU, at least one ASU recruit.
Okay, well, all I want to know right now is who's joining ASU next year from the portal. That's it.
Okay, fine. Fine. First of all, we know that Cruz Lucius is coming over from Wisconsin. He has averaged about a point a game in 2 years at Wisconsin. Yeah, he's their leading scorer last year and a fourth-round pick out of Carolina. I haven't seen him play a lot because, you know, the Big Ten Network is obviously not Big Ten hockey, but, you know, it is what it is. But clearly, if you're averaging a point a game, you've got some skill. Whether or not he got along with whatever. I mean, because you're sitting there and I don't even, you just wonder why, you just assume that there's just kind of a difference of opinion between the player and the coach for a team's leading scorer to leave like that at a big school. If it's a smaller school, even though we're not happy about it, a guy like Harrison Israel is leaving Fairbanks. It's not the same thing. All right. But, Lucius going over there, coming from Wisconsin to
you just spent 5 minutes on Cruz Lucius.
Well, I understand. Well, because it's the most curious case. That's why.
Okay. He's a really good player.
Good player. Yeah, absolutely.
Here's the deal. Mike Hastings just took over that program last year. His players. Not to say that Cruz Lucius wasn't, but he builds a roadmap like every coach does.
Right.
He needs
certain
players to buy in and to do certain things. And maybe Cruz Lucius didn't want to do the things that I'm just throwing that out there. Maybe he didn't want to do the things.
Maybe he didn't. Maybe he didn't.
That Mike Hastings wanted, or maybe he wasn't comfortable. There's a thousand reasons. But anyway.
Right.
Cruz Lucius, through the rest of them, or we're going to be on Arizona.
I'm getting to him. I'm getting to him. I just wanted to give you a chance to do whatever it is you were doing. They built up some goaltending depth, taking Luke Pavicic from UMass Lowell, who's also been at UMass itself. They picked up Bennett Schmeck from Providence. I'm all for having any Nate Lehman guys on my team. So he's got a couple of years left in the him.
Please talk about pom-pom shakers.
Well, whatever. It is what it is. I respect what the coach has done for his career. Well, I don't know why that's a problem. Picked up Ryan Kerwin.
Go ahead, pom-pom shaker.
I am. Ryan Kerwin from Penn State. I'm sorry. from Penn State. So again, I'm sure that he's got some offensive skill because those are the only guys that get there. They don't play any defense. Artem Schlein from Northern Michigan, a fifth-round pick of the New Jersey Devils.
Right.
Played at Northern and UConn, and I'm just curious to see what kind of role he is. I mean, he had averaged about a point a game at Northern last year, so so that's pretty consistent. And
so let me ask you this. Those are the six.
Noah Beck we've talked about a couple times already.
Yeah, well, those are the six that we see in the portal that have committed to Arizona State. So how much of this Paul Hornstein has to do with the fact that they're going into the NCHC, and how much is the fact that they're just wanting to play in Arizona?
I think
glad somebody does, by the way.
Well, yeah, but ASU wasn't leaving. I think that this has a lot to do with them going into the NCHC, be it from the coach's perspective and the player perspective. We haven't really, you know, it'll probably take a year or two to see what kind of effect it has on recruiting going into that league, right? We already know that they've got, like I said, Noah LaPointe coming in playing on the U18 team, right? The two Slovak players, Richard Baran and Samuel Urban, who are on the Slovakian U18 national team. They've got
Ryder Betzold. Homer,
I am. You know, you asked a question. I'm answering it.
I asked from the portal. I didn't ask who was coming in.
Well, but you brought up the NCHC. You brought up the NCHC. And somebody's got to fill the time. It's not like we can fill it with a lot of CC and Denver stuff. They don't have that many.
No, we got nine more teams to go, my friend. And
have the entire summer.
No, we got tonight. We're doing this tonight. It's not fair to do one team. We've got all kinds of stuff.
I'm talking about to get to all of them. I didn't expect to get to all of them.
No, we're going
to
go through all of them tonight, our 10 teams, because we're only talking about who's coming in out of the portal.
Fine, whatever.
So here we go. Colorado College, the Tigers, by the way, are bringing in Chase McLean, a senior forward from Penn State. Hasn't put many points up on the board, but he's a seventh-round pick in Nashville. So obviously, Chris Mayotte and Peter Swaggy P. Menino found something they like in bringing him in. Here's the big one, though, Paul, and I mean literally and figuratively. They got defenseman Brady Cleveland, a freshman from Wisconsin, Detroit second-round pick. How big is this boy, Paul?
Pretty big dude. Pretty big, 6'5", 210.
Okay, and he can play defense.
Well, he can occupy a lot of space. That's for darn sure.
He can play defense for me. I got no problem with that. So that's the two from Colorado College. Now, the Denver Pioneers, they also took two. Samu Salminen from UConn, the sophomore forward. New Jersey Devils, third-round pick. And how about this one, Paul? Eric Polkamp, the freshman from Bemidji State. San Jose Sharks, fifth-round pick, but 11, 13, and 24 are his numbers as a defenseman for Bemidji State. You like it?
Well, I think that especially with the guys have already signed and are leaving, graduating, et cetera, I think there's a chance for a lot of minutes.
Yep, totally agree.
And
over the summer months, we'll get to the guys that are coming in as freshmen.
And I think that this is a quality. This is a top of the line pickup for Denver.
Yeah, absolutely.
A guy that's going to play a lot of minutes and play a lot of quality minutes and give you a lot of quality minutes.
And he's going to be, Paul, the guy when they lost Justin Lee, and we both talked about it all year. Where is that stabilizing defenseman, the true stay-at-home defenseman that can also score, but a stabilizer? And my thought is Eric Polkamp is going to be that guy. But anyway, let's move on to North Dakota, the Fighting Who?
Hawks. Sue? Hawks, sorry.
Yeah. All right. They picked up a couple. They actually picked up three really good pickups. Let's start with senior Carter Wilkie, who came over from RIT. I hadn't seen him play in person until the regionals. He's good. He's really good.
Really good.
16, 25, and 41 are his numbers. 441 are his numbers. So he's a really good player. They also picked up freshman defenseman Caleb McDonald. The story on this one is there's a pipeline from Alaska to North Dakota. Did you know that? Not just the oil pipeline, but a hockey pipeline?
Well, it's starting to look that way.
He's a freshman, by the way. That was a freshman.
Yeah, I mean, again, here's a big boy, 6'4", 220.
Yep, He'll be really good in front of the new goaltender they have at North Dakota, TJ Semptenfelter.
Yeah, well,
you know a thing about him?
Listen, you know, as we've said before, I wish TJ nothing but the best, except for two games a year.
Yeah. Okay.
And well, I hope he loses those 1-0.
Yeah, and he said, tell Paul Hornstein to stuff it. I'm going to play as good as I can against everybody.
Well, I didn't say I didn't want him to play well. I just
anyway, I did have a chance to join the media reveal of TJ, if you will, on Zoom. Hopefully, I'll get that from North Dakota and be able to put it up on our website as well, because I had a nice chat with him. And I started off, Paul, by letting the people in Grand Forks know what kind of person they were getting with TJ. I said, before I even ask you a question, TJ, I want to tell the people in Grand Forks what they're getting, both on and off the ice, because you know our affection for this young man and how good he's been. And he thanked me for building him up a little bit. And not only is he a goaltender on the ice, he's a goaltender and a person off the ice. He's so excited to get to North Dakota, not to leave Arizona State. He said, Arizona State will always have a fond spot in my heart because that's where I got my undergrad degree from, which you'll get in just a few weeks.
Yeah.
But he's going into a master's program at North Dakota and getting one more year to really shine and show what he's got for NHL scouts. And if you're an NHL scout listening, you might want to focus on TJ Semptenfelter, because I think he's going to be really good at Arizona State. Not that he wasn't good everywhere else, because we know his track record. Right. But, Paul, there's a different thing. He said when he made his trip to Grand Forks and went through there, he said, I just went back and started watching a video that was made by somebody else. And he said, I think I've watched it over 100 times because I'm so enamored by the building, the
history. Well, it's
a different
place. It's a different place.
It is. And I did tell him that his mom and dad should make sure they dress warm. I did also say with that,
warm enough.
Dress warm until you get into the building, because the building will definitely warm you, and they will warm up to TJ Semptenfelter quickly. So hopefully I get that from Alex Stocker in Grand Forks, and we can put that out. But anyway, so those are the three for North Dakota. How big is that for North Dakota, Paul?
Well, I think it's huge. You know, we don't know exactly who they're going to lose yet. You know, as we sit here and you know, in terms of signing with the pros outside of Jackson Blake, they have not lost a lot of guys to that. You know, as far as the portal is concerned,
you're missing one, Hunter Johannes. Pretty big player signed with the Detroit organization.
I'm sure I wouldn't be the first time I missed something. You know, if they haven't lost. They lost a couple of freshmen to the portal, but I'm sure that that's just those guys want to play. You know?
Yeah, totally agree with you. Okay, we got to keep moving, so let's jump on to Omaha. You got them in front of you or want me to read them?
Do I have them in front of me in terms of what, the guys they've lost or
the guys they're
getting?
No, talking about – listen.
I know.
We're talking about the guys that are joining Omaha. We don't care about who they lost yet. We're talking about who they got out of the portal, and they got five really good players out of the portal.
I don't listen to you.
I know.
Since when do I listen to you?
Clearly.
Well, you know,
do you want to go through Omaha or do you want me to give them to you?
No, it's fine. They got Dylan Gradden out of Penn State because, again, he's grad. You know, good for him.
He's what?
He's a grad student. You know,
no, he's not.
He got his degree.
No, no. You know? He's a sophomore.
Is he?
Dylan Gradden's a sophomore last year.
I'm looking at
something
different.
He'll be a junior this year.
Okay. I'm not looking at I should be looking at the portal list. It's just I'm trying to get it all in one spot. But
how about Sam Stang? Is he any good? He's a senior from Wisconsin.
Well, again, we're sitting here, and you know, as far as Wisconsin guys are concerned,
because it's close to Strandy, but whatever.
Stop it. You know, again, plenty of guys leaving from Wisconsin because we don't really, you know, again, you know, your boy Mike Hastings had, you know, had a year and has had, you know, is looking for his guys.
Yep.
So until we hear otherwise. Right. Until we hear otherwise.
How about the sophomore from Minnesota?
You know,
Garrett Pinonimi.
How do you even say that?
Garrett Pinonimi. Pinonimi. Yeah. Anyway.
Well, I'll focus more on the Alaska guys.
Okay. Who are those two?
Well, you know, you have Brady Risk and Harrison Israels. These guys are going to make that team. They're already a tough, physical, you know, that's their style. You know, that in-your-face defensive style, grinders. But don't
sell them short. They can all score goals.
Don't misunderstand me.
Brady with 13.
You know, and Harrison Israels, I mean, that when he committed there, they had to be throwing a party because that's a big boy and a big time player.
Okay, let's jump to our guys at Augustana. Only one, and he comes from Air Force. Surprised that Augustana's only got one so far, or is Augustana building from the ground up with Coach Rabs, as I'm allowed to call him?
Stop it. No, I think they want to, you know, they're not in a hurry. Let's put it that way. Right? Do they want to win? Of course they do. Everybody wants to win. All right? But I don't think they're in any hurry. Okay? I think that, you know, they want to get their roster to the point where they've had a bunch of their own recruiting classes and build their team according to their plan. The fact that Owen Baumgartner out of Air Force is a fresh, you know, going to be a sophomore, that kind of fits in, but I don't see them taking a whole lot of guys out of the portal for another couple of years. You know, they had to take a bunch last year because, well, you know, they had to fill a roster. But I don't think that's something they want to do at least as much over these next few years as they try to build their team and their culture and so forth and so on.
Good. All right. Let's move on to Atlantic Hockey's Air Force. None.
Well, yeah. They lost more guys than we're used to them losing, but
right. So none from Air Force. Let's move on to the Alaskas. Alaska Anchorage picked up Tanner Edwards, a senior from MSU Mankato, a forward that probably hasn't played much, but he's a body, I guess.
Well, they have to do something because, you know, they're. I know you don't want to talk about the guys they're losing, but they're losing a bunch, double digits.
Yeah.
So, you know, they've got to figure out a way how to fill their roster. You know, and Anchorage, you know, is sitting here and, you know, it's 2 years. So, I mean, they're almost in an Augustana kind of situation in terms of the roster, except they didn't have the financial advantages that Augustana has had.
Okay, let me throw a couple more out here because we can get them all wrapped in tonight. Alaska Fairbanks, to this point, none.
Oh my!
What are they
going to
do? They have nobody from the portal yet.
They don't have anybody coming in from the portal. Their at least verbal commit list is about 95 players long. So, you know, they'll be able to fill those spots.
Fair to say that's a rebuild full blown?
I don't know. We thought last year was going to be a rebuild though for them.
Yeah, but they had some really good players left over. I don't know if they got a whole lot of really good players left over in their roster.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to have. I really, you know, it's kind of hard to tell at this point.
Okay. How about Lindenwood? We think they have a coach. We were told they do. They just said to go through the HR process. I haven't heard back yet. And he will come on with us, I'm told, as soon as everything is finalized at Lindenwood. But nobody from the portal there either. And I guess when you don't have a coach, it's kind of hard to add from the portal, right?
Well, at least, yeah. I mean, I'm sure that they'll get some of these. I'm sure they'll get some of these players that are in the portal. I mean, there's about half of them still around. So, they will get it figured out once the coach kind of gets settled, because it is kind of hard to recruit if you're, you're not officially the coach.
Totally agree with you. I know they're not in our coverage area yet, but we have a big affection for the Long Island Sharks. Three players coming in, Paul, two seniors and a sophomore. Your thoughts on the Long Island guys?
Well, listen, we know that, that Brett Riley's got his plan. Okay? And we know that, that these guys are, they have their style, their game, like most of the teams, you better outwork them, because you're not, most teams don't. So those are the kinds of players that they bring in.
Yep. Do you have those three in front of you?
They do have a senior defenseman from Sacred Heart. Andreas Kubis Marino.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't even know if I'm saying that right. They get a transfer from Stonehill, Carter Rapalje. I guess he didn't play much last year. He might have been injured.
Did not play. Yep. Carter Rapalje.
I don't know if we're saying it right.
I don't know.
They get a transfer coming in from St. Lawrence, probably a grad transfer in Nick Traila. Played 28 games. He's a senior. Pretty big boy. 6'2", 185. Well, he'll fit right in there with most of those LIU guys. And again, they may not have the most talent, but you have to go some every night to outwork them.
Okay, let me throw out a few interesting names that were pickups by different teams, and get your opinion on this in the last 2.5 minutes or whatever we have left. Kyler Kleven, the junior forward from Minnesota Duluth, goes to Niagara. I think that's a big deal. He's a really good player.
Good player.
And ending up in Niagara seems like he took a step down. I don't mean anything bad about Niagara, but he went from Minnesota Duluth to Niagara. NCHC, the Atlantic Hockey, I don't know. Anyway,
well, here's the thing, right? I assume, as we look at, I don't know. Did he graduate? Do they have graduate programs? I know he's only a junior, but
I don't think he's graduated. I can't say that for certain, but I don't think so.
Do they have grad programs?
That I'm not certain of either.
See, those are the first couple of questions I'd have to ask.
Yep.
As far as, and I'm trying to, I just had another, Pierce Charleston, who was a starting goalie for Fairbanks last year, a really good goalie.
That's a good pickup.
A grad transfer, he also played at Michigan State, but he didn't play much. It's a good pickup for Niagara. One of the kids that left Fairbanks.
Let me throw out a couple more names from Lindenwood. Goaltender Trent Burnham going to RIT to replace who, Paul?
Tommy Scarfone.
Yeah, who went to Wisconsin.
Right.
How about David Gagnon signed with Robert Morris? I think he is a huge pickup as well.
Yeah.
Sophomore out of Lindenwood. So, just wanted to throw that out there. There's a couple more I want to get to. A couple of your Sun Devils. First, let's go to a couple of guys from CC and one from Anchorage that ended up with AIC. Danny Waite, grad student from Colorado College, and Noah Sudakny, who I think is a big loss. I'm sorry. I think he's a big loss. I know he's 0-0-0 on the numbers, but I thought he played pretty darn well last year. So CC loses those two to AIC, and they also AIC also gets Brett Bamber, the defenseman from Anchorage. I like Brett. I thought he was a great player. Yep.
Guys want to play. And, you know, there's still a couple of guys, and these are just guys that I like. Edvard, you know, Bermanis from Fairbanks, he didn't play much last year.
Edvards,
Arvilas is I assume they're brothers because they're both from Riga. Is the player I was actually thinking of, a 6 foot 187 defenseman. I don't know if he's a right shot or a left shot, but he's in the portal. Nobody's picked him up yet. Peyton Matsui. Okay, well,
listen to me. We're talking about players that were picked up.
Well, it matters.
Don't listen.
I never do.
On this show, it doesn't. What matters is these are the names of guys that were picked up. Logan Will. I think this is a huge pickup.
Right. Okay. But then again, we know the CC guys are because there's no grad program.
I know that, but I'm just talking.
Well, we
want to
make sure people know that. That's all.
It's a big pickup for Providence to get Logan Will and Ryan O'Reilly.
Sure it is.
The Arizona State kid. That's huge.
Yeah.
He's
good players.
Yep. How about this? Northeastern picks up Joachim LeMay. They just call him Joe. LeMay from Omaha. That is a big pickup for Northeastern. He is terrific. Terrific defenseman. Watch him play it quite a bit this year. How about Jared Whale going to New Hampshire? How good is he?
Well, I mean, he kept Anchorage in a lot of games.
Yeah, sure did.
Anchorage in a lot of games.
Michael Emerson, the freshman forward from North Dakota on his way to Merrimack. That's a heck of a pickup.
Again, guys want to play, right?
Yep,
and,
sure do.
And, you know, and when you look at the North Dakota roster, you know, going into next season, you know, they're not losing everybody.
No.
You know.
Let me throw a couple more out here. This one is only because I've seen him up close and personal. Taylor McCarr. He wore the letter at UMass last year. He's on his way to Maine. That one shocked me because I thought McCarr was tied in. I thought the McCarr name was tied in with UMass. So to see Taylor go to Maine, it kind of shocked me. And I've seen him at Colorado's camp, the Avalanche camp, over the last couple of years. And he's getting better and better. Another couple I want to mention too, Cade Sturzer. The sophomore forward from Lindenwood is on his way to St. Thomas, as is Ray Christie and Chase Foley, both seniors. Again, I'm sure it's grad-related, from Colorado College headed to St. Thomas. So St. Thomas of the North, or Colorado College of the North at St. Thomas. Anyway, I got to get through a couple more here real quick, I believe. Jackson Niedermeyer, Paul. Jackson Niedermeyer going to Bowling Green. What in the heck?
I don't know. I mean, Bowling Green's getting a really good player. You know why he decided to leave? I don't know.
Okay, fair enough.
Bemidji State,
one of our new teams. They get two really good players: Carter Rancliffe from Niagara and AJ McCauley from Alaska, a defenseman. That's going to help the loss of Polkamp. AJ McCauley.
Yeah, he's a good player. Played a lot of minutes up there in Anchorage. You know, minutes that, you know, they're going to have to replace.
How about Michigan State? Michigan State only getting two players so far. Charlie Strammel from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
First round pick from Minnesota Wild. And Nicholas Andrews, again, a grad student. Moving on from Colorado College. I think those two are phenomenal and will fit in very well at Michigan State. This one, I know you shed lots of tears over. Your boy Tim Lovell is a Michigan man, now leaving Arizona State as a grad student as well. Excited for that ball?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. I love it. I think everybody else we pretty much got on who's going in. So, again, this was the topic was who's going into your program. We will get, I promise, to the guys that left because that's equally as important. And as we go through the summer, we will get to the guys that are freshmen and have earned or will be trying to earn roster spots.
Yeah, we'll get
so
to
many
it.
Good players playing in the AHL right now. If you're a fan of college hockey, become a fan of the American Hockey League, especially for the next month or two, because you'll see a lot of players making making waves, should we say, in that AHL playoff battle for the Calder Cup.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of the guys that have signed with NHL teams, that's where they're going to play. You know, that's, you know, they're going to get that extra, you know, they want to keep playing, right? I mean, teams want to give them that taste of high pressure.
Can I also give one more shout out here real quick?
Okay.
Former North Dakota Fighting Sioux, and I can say that because he was.
Right.
Brad Malone saying he's going to retire at the end of this season. Man, I call him the old man. Every time I see him, I go, "Guy, you're so old. What are you still doing here?" Bugsy Malone, going to call it a career when the Condors season is over. And they're in the playoffs, so they'll play for a little while longer. We'll see how long. But just a shout-out to Brad Bugsy Malone for a terrific career. Okay. Right. What else? You got anything?
Well, again...
A date with the bed?
That's coming up soon, but okay. U18 World Championships starting this week. U.S. plays Slovakia, 2 o'clock Eastern time on Thursday for their first game in that tournament. All those U.S. games will be on NHL Network. I assume they'll pick up some of the Canadian games as well, especially during the day. Slovakia on the 25th, Norway on the 27th, Latvia on the 28th, and Finland on April 30th. So, 4 games in the preliminary rounds, and they go from there. So,
okay.
So we have that.
We made it into, the early morning hours on the East Coast. So congratulations. Good job.
Thank you.
You stayed awake the whole time.
From the NCHC. I am doing that. You stop. You don't interrupt me. I'm getting salty in my tiredness. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm waiting for you to do the read.
Oh, okay. From the NCHC.TV studios, College Hockey West Live has been brought to you by Caesars Entertainment Resorts and Casinos Worldwide. It's where the action is, in the resort or in town. Jesse Ray's Barbecue, the best in barbecue Las Vegas style, 308 North Boulder Highway in Henderson. For the NCHC and NCHC.TV. Subscribe to NCHC.TV and catch all of the action from the toughest conference in college hockey. TAG Creative Group. Search T Grand Rudd on Redbubble.com and let us help you design that one-of-a-kind gift for you or someone special. College Hockey, Inc., your NCAA hockey resource. The Caesars Sportsbook app. Download the app where available, but please play responsibly. FedEx, simplify your business shipping with FedEx, the official package delivery company of Ice Time Hockey West, and by Liberty University, over 700 programs of study to help you impact your community on and off the ice, strengthen your faith at our state-of-the-art campus. See us at liberty.edu. College Hockey West Live is live every week on the Podbean app and is available along with all of our weekly podcasts for download at your favorite podcast platform. Search ITHSW Podcasts, all one word. That's ITHSW Podcasts, all one word, to find any of our shows. Subscribe, rate, and review the programs, or just tell a friend to help others find the podcast. College Hockey West Live and all of our weekly podcasts are part of the IceTimeHockeyWest.com network.
Very well done, my friend, and a big thank you to everybody that joined us live tonight. A bunch of people wanted to stay up late and do a podcast after dark, so Paul, who knows? Maybe you're going to have to stay up later. Fans get what they want around here.
Well, I know I don't, but that's neither here nor there.
All right. We'll say a good night with Little Roger Klein, the Peacemakers, De Niro. Good night, everybody.
Good night.